Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Nantucket, the median home price is nearing $2 million. According to housing officials there, that puts home ownership out of reach for 90% of the island's year-round residents. So, some Nantucket residents are proposing a new fee on home sales to pay for building more affordable housing on the island. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
If you need evidence of the grim housing situation on Nantucket, talk to a worker on one of the island's many construction sites. Carpenter Samuel Tejada takes a break from nailing shingles to the site of a new summer mansion overlooking Nantucket Sound. He's lived on the island since 2013, and he says he's committed to staying despite the extreme cost of rent.
Super caro. En el apartamento donde yo vivo son 5,500 mensuales.
It's very expensive, he says. His apartment costs $5,500 a month for one side of a duplex where he lives with his wife and son and a roommate who helps with the rent. Housing advocates say that's high, but not unheard of, especially for some immigrants. Tejada says he's had to move every year since he arrived, something so common the locals have a name for it, the Nantucket Shuffle. That's when you have housing during the off-season, then have to move once the warm weather starts attracting tens of thousands of visitors, tripling or even quadrupling Nantucket's population. And Tejada says every time he moves, the rent goes up. Tejada says he's always bracing for the next move, and to see his rent go up another $1,000. He dreams of buying a house on the island one day.
Si se pudiese, claro, sería algo maravilloso.
If I could, that would be wonderful, he says. But he knows that's close to unfathomable on a carpenter's wages. Affordable housing has long been a problem on Nantucket, the most expensive place to buy a house in Massachusetts. Part of the reason is scarcity. According to the Census Bureau, nearly 7 in 10 homes on Nantucket are considered vacant, almost entirely because they're vacation homes. The lack of affordable housing has forced employers across the island to get creative. Driving between job sites on the island, construction project manager Mark Avery says it's harder and harder to find craftspeople who live on Nantucket.
This is our lumber yard and our hardware store, and, you know, I mean, anybody in there. I mean, much of the staff of that store, you know, is flown in every day from Cape Cod, as is a lot of the workforce here. We just don't have enough people here left to do all the work that's required.
Amid the island's housing struggles, many Nantucketers are now on board with a plan to raise millions of new dollars to fund affordable housing, as well as home ownership for working people. The idea is to set a small fee on home sales over $2 million. Ann Cuspa of the nonprofit Housing Nantucket says over the last decade, she's seen a transformation in people's attitudes on affordable housing.
So there's that sentiment, not everybody who wants to live on Nantucket should be able to live on Nantucket and people can commute. Whereas now it's family members and friends and employees that are affected by the housing crisis.
More than 200 rental units are now in the works on Nantucket, but officials say they need to raise more money through a real estate transfer fee to meet the demand for housing.
Of all the places I've lived in my career, there's a strong sense of community here. People want to fix this problem.
Nantucket Chamber of Commerce President David Martin says his entire board of directors and most of his members support the new fee.
It hurts to lose a teacher. It hurts to lose a police officer. It hurts to lose executives from your hospital because they can't find year-round housing.
Nantucket is not alone in trying to pass a real estate transfer fee. Now other communities are calling for a similar measure to deal with the affordable housing shortage, including Somerville, Brookline, and Concord. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh is hinging the city's future housing plans on the proposed fee.
$500 million over 5 years to create thousands of homes all across our city, affordable to a range.
Most of that $500 million is contingent on action from the state legislature, which is a big if. The plan is running into stiff opposition from real estate lobbyists. Among the opponents on Nantucket is real estate broker David Callahan. He says the solution to the housing shortage should not include increasing the cost of housing.
It's a tax. You can't deduct it, can't roll it into your mortgage, can't do any of that. So Even though the seller is paying the tax, it's the buyer that's bringing the money to the table.
Opponents also point to existing state and local taxes and fees that already increase the cost of buying property. The Mass Association of Realtors agrees that a new transfer fee could make the affordability problem worse. Back on the job site on Nantucket Sound, carpenter Samuel Tejada says that outside of his country, he doesn't see himself living anywhere but Nantucket.
No, claro, claro. Yo no veo otro sitio donde pudiera vivir que no fuera acá en Nantucket o en El Salvador, en mi país, en mi pueblito, humilde.
He says the island lifestyle reminds him of his village. Chickens roaming around the yards, the dirt roads, and he spends time with his family every day. Housing advocates and lobbyists for property owners differ on the transfer fee proposal, but they agree more needs to be done to keep people like Tejada and the many who have already left in search of housing they can afford. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.